This is Day to Day with a special report now on hospice care, the care people receive when they're close to dying. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The hospice movement is a fairly recent development. It's been just 40 years since the first modern hospice, St. Christopher's, opened in a suburb of London. Since then, millions of people around the world have used hospice care, whether it was in their homes, hospitals, or special hospice centers.
Most hospice patients are expected to live 6 months or less. And during this time, a team of healthcare professionals attend to them, usually a doctor, a nurse, social worker, and a spiritual advisor. But hospice programs also depend on volunteers, people who may serve as a friendly visitor and keep the patient company. These volunteers also provide what's called respite care. That's a break for family members.
Producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister spent some time in Southwest Michigan with two new hospice volunteers. They had recently completed their training and were ready to visit their first patients. Over the next 2 days, we'll hear their stories. They're part of Dan and Elizabeth's radio documentary called Hospice Chronicles. We begin in Galene, Michigan, at Vineyards Adult Family Care.
Here's your company. Her name is Betty. She's coming to talk to you, get to know you, okay? She's a volunteer for hospice.
My name is Betty Alsace, and I kind of made up my mind shortly after my husband died that I would want to be part of the hospice program.
I'm very glad to meet you.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, too.
My husband did not choose hospice, but I noticed that the last 2 months of his life were kind of lonely because people kind of stayed away.
I understand you like The Price is Right.
What is it?
It's on right now.
The woman I've been assigned to is a 97-year-old woman, very, very hard of hearing, so we may be shouting a little bit through this.
Would you mind if I come and see you once in a while?
The price is right, you say.
No, that's okay. Yes, the price is right, isn't it?
I'm excited at my first assignment because it's in a foster care home. For 30 years, I've worked in nursing home, retirement home, assisted living homes. I was a recreation director. You know, I'm a minister's wife, and I've met a lot of people over our life, and we've served a lot of people. And the most intriguing part for both my husband and I is to take off the layers of a person and find out, you know, who and what they are inside, what their hopes and dreams are. And I think it's important for all of us to do that for one another, because then we can understand better where they're coming from.
I understand you were born in Buchanan.
I used to live in Buchanan.
At 97 years old, she had a bout with skin cancer, and hospice was called in because she was deteriorating. It was in September that they were called in.
My name's Julie Vineyard, and I'm the owner and operator of Vineyards Adult Family Care in Galene, caring for the elderly. Mamie came to me about 3 years ago, and she more or less has just, it's called losing the will to thrive type thing, where she just, her body is just kind of shutting down. And I suggested to the family that we call hospice in and let them do an evaluation. And so they're maintaining her, helping her to keep comfortable. We allow Mamie to do what she wants when she wants. She eats when she wants to. She has, you know, loving people around her, and that's where she's at this point in her life.
You know what? It's a lot warmer in here than outside.
I bet it is, too.
Well, they kind of tell you, you know, things to talk about. You can talk about their life, things in general. Like today, we might say something about the snow and hook in on the fact that this is December 1st.
Did you used to walk to the store in the snow?
I used to.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't now, of course.
No, before I left the house, I was sitting and thinking about her. And I was trying to think of all the changes she saw in the world in this 97 years. It's got to be awesome.
My dad worked at Clark's.
I love the part where she was talking about her father worked in the foundry at Clark.
I'll bet that was hot in the summer.
He didn't wear no shirt.
And he didn't wear a shirt.
And he was a hairy man.
And he had so much hair on his chest.
I was glad I was. Didn't take after him that much.
She was glad she didn't take after him.
Is your sister still alive?
Yes. I can't see her like I want to.
Yeah. That's hard, isn't it?
Yes. Because we need each other more than when we did when we was young.
I'm really concerned about her wanting to see her sister. I know it's not probable that we'll be able to bring her to see her sister, but if we can exchange pictures that they can see each other, that may be well for her.
Henry is gone. He died and left me alone.
Henry was your one love.
He was my husband.
Yes.
I didn't want no other man. Well, anyway.
We like to stay about an hour, if that's at all possible. But we got to keep in mind why we're here and these people are terminal, and we have to respect that and pick up on their needs.
Thank you for stopping and visiting.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
And when she said thank you for coming, I knew it was time for us to leave.
It was okay. Nice meeting you.
It's always nice.
Nice meeting you, too.
And you take care.
I will. I'll try.
Okay.
That's the best we can do.
That's right.
I thought it was uplifting for me. I got a lot of fulfillment out of going. I can't think of a better way to spend my morning. It's kind of an honor to be brought into somebody's life like that, to be able to stand on the threshold and really look at this person and really just know that they cried, they laughed, they played, they worked. It's who and what they are, and look at them now, and especially with people in nursing homes, 9 out of 10 times they sit there and watch the door just waiting for someone to come in. And if no one else can be that someone, I'm honored to be the one.
I'll come back and see you next week.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.